Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 25th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And FYI, on February 19, the day after the last show, when I was attempting to upload, having discovered that three of the final segments of the February 11th show had been switched, perhaps they don't want 9, 10, and 11 to be heard. I have since re-uploaded them, so please listen to them again. The most recent draft number for the PDF of the text for these shows is number 992, uploaded this morning. Sisters and brothers, did I ever serve unquestioningly? I've been asking myself. And upon reflection, self replied, it really does depend on what you mean by unquestioningly. As Paul is helping us to see, that when he says, every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, this is not aspiration, but truth. And if it's understood that our labor is our service, jeweled thoughts with many facets that in themselves inspire questions. By that lens, I never did anything but, for that lens demands that I ask, in the jobs I've had, or in doing the various things which received my energy, was I actively engaged in thinking through whether what I was doing was righteous, whether it served love? And I have to say, no. I had neither language nor frame to develop this understanding. Because of my training in the mindset of rule, and despite my efforts to overcome it once I saw it, I wasn't conscious of myself as a representative for the infinite. For love. Though, as with Proudhon, I've been a seeker of truth, which is the essential foundation on which to base the justice I could see was absent under class. But there were serious gaps in my analysis. I wasn't conscious of the missing all. And as Proudhon would see, but I didn't see clearly, there were inconsistencies as a result between my conduct and my stated beliefs. And as Proudhon would see, and Emily and Prince certainly, but I didn't see clearly, there were inconsistencies as a result between my conduct and my stated beliefs. There stood my politics, my theory, my mind, and I rated their value high in my life, given the absolute control the state claims of our bodies. And there, over to the side and behind, stood material reality, which were not allowed to scrutinize closely, that which compelled my acts, and still does, to a very great extent. Because after all, we didn't make this mess. And truly, where else was there to go? Now I know. We begin to truly awaken to the truth, to the obvious alternative, when Prince initiates in us the process of hearkening, by telling us that we have to choose. I was saying to my son just now that despite my Christian upbringing, I managed to grow up not knowing, and so having no understanding of, the word righteousness. Such that, for instance, we could watch the animated film The Grinch Who Stole Christmas repeatedly when he was a child, without my considering it as an illustration of it, or having it prompt the deep reflection on the reality of the alternative implied by that word righteous, that Prince's presentation of the choice does. My son called this the dilemma of the hidden in plain sight alternative, of our being trained not to see the obvious. He'd seen a good example of it that very day, passing by the elementary school near our house and smiling at the energy and uncomplicated joyousness of the children playing in the yard, and reflecting on the obedient drones the system would make of them. The alternative of love was blanketed with fluff and toxic stuff. We couldn't see it, ignorantly avoided it. And we set off as we were taught on the only path open to us. We who want to change the world, seeking knowledge. It would never occur to we duped by the priorities and concepts of rule to seek righteousness. If we're not conscious of the choice that we're making, the steps that flow from it, we don't see the stilled joy of the child as a stark depiction of fascism.